Maeve, thank you so much for the time. It's a joy to speak with you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here to chat with me.
Absolutely. Toll is a wonderful film. I was loved it. It was so fascinating, so challenging. What excited you to be a part of the story?
I was fascinated with Carolina's kind of point of view, to artistic point of view, to the world. This way to put a light over very dramatic human situations, but with this acid humor that she has. And at all, being, especially for me, being from empathetic and from the LGBT community, playing a homophobic mother was a huge challenge, character. And Cubatão, which is the city that we set the story. It's a very fascinating city. She's located between the São Paulo and the beach. So when you leave São Paulo to go to the beach, since I don't know, your childhood, you were always passing through Cubatão. When you the landscape, when you see Cubatão from the road, was always seemed like, I don't know, kind of a Mad Max
Wow.
landscape, full of that, yeah, that, oh my God, the smoke coming from the oh meu Deus, dos chaminés, amor,
Chinese.
chimneys, yeah. And nowadays it's pretty much more less dirty city, in this less polluted city. But this in my childhood, Cubatão was a kind of mythic, polluted city. So I was wondering how would be a character living in that place, that kind of ugly city, but at the same time fascinating city, because it's very surrounded with an amazing on nature. So, and we were very surprised by the people living there. There's a lot of immigrants there, because there are this huge work industry there. So there's a lot of immigrant that usually comes there to work. And so it's a very, as well, mixed culture. It's very fascinating. The accent, it's very specific, and they're in some way more open mind, because there's a lot of immigrant. But at the same time, it's a little city, so it was very fascinating. But I think the main point that makes me be interested in play Sueli was her complexity, complexity.
She's such a fascinating character. Like she truly is. And I mean, you said it yourself, like as a member of the LGBTQ community, what was that like stepping into a role like hers and trying to play that authentically? Because that would be such a challenge, I imagine.
Yeah. It was very healing. Funny, because I think that in my life would be not would be it is harder to face this prejudice and this violence that comes from the prejudice from the society. But when you kind of put protected by the character of from your desire to realize that the narrative, to achieve some point of the research, it gives us a kind of extra power to face this and it's not just that. I think I was very curious, truly, genuinely trying to understand this point of view. And it was, you know, the main point of my research, Stephen, was exactly when I met a bunch of mothers, that which I found it through a on in ONG that usually takes care of not just the LGBT community, but the parents, the family around this the LGBT community. So there's this parents, mothers and father, but most of the time mothers that are, you know, struggling with this conflict, the internal conflict that they love their sons, but they are suffering. So they are kind of splitted inside, you know, they are kind of broken. And it was very fascinating for me to see this huge pain coming from inside of hers, because in the beginning of the research, I was naturally, you know, it was strange for me being from this community and talking to her, but there is something very powerful and beautiful in my work, which is find humanity in people and not judging them. I think the main point of my work is trying to understand. And not because we are good person, but because you cannot play real play a character if you don't understand this character, this point of view, this perspective. So it's a surviving question, you know, as an artist, and it's a healing process as a person. So it was very challenging, but it was beautiful as well.
Well, you know what, that's one of the things I thought was really interesting about her, and maybe we've already spoken to this, but do you think she's really, 'cause she talks about trying to protect her son.
Exactly,
Do you
yes.
think that's genuine? Do you think she's really believes she's protecting him?
I do. I really do. I think that there's a point in Swellen which fascinates me, that she's not truly conservative, you know. I think that this pressure and this prejudice that she's reproducing comes a lot from outside, from the society, from the group of friends, from, you know, from the work, from gossips, from, you know. And you know, she's a single mother. She's a low class woman. She knows she has a, she, her son is a it's a it's a, it's a black boy, from the low class. So she knows that he has less chances than a bunch of boys. So there's this point, but I think she reproduces a lot of violence by ignorance, you know. She doesn't really realize how violent she's being with his son. I think she thinks she's fixing him, you know, and you know, every mother agreeing or with the different values or not, but they think that this is your own mission, your main mission. You have to, you know, put your kids in the right way and fix it. Something is not working, and you know, she works a lot. She doesn't have a lot of time to wonder about human beings, or you know, she works. She wake up before the sun comes out. She have to cook, she have to clean the house, she have to work a lot. There's a lot of pressure in her work, and everybody's talking about the way she's raising her son. So I thought it was very smart from Carolina to not put Swelling in the center of the conservative point. You know, this conservative point of view is always coming from outside, because I think that at least in Brazil, most of the time people are being violent and coming with their biases. They are doing this, reproducing in a very kind of mechanic way. They don't really think about this kind of mechanic, you know. Even with people around me, even sometimes in my family, you know. So there's this. So I thought it was very smart from Carolina to put Swelling, kind of open mind in some aspects, you know. She has her boyfriend. She uses the clothes, you know, little shorts, and she's kind of a young mother, and she sometimes deal with him as a, I don't know, as a older sister, and sometimes she's a really mother, and but at the same time, she's reproducing this very conservative and full of prejudice values, you know.
I was wondering, let's talk a little bit about Brazil, because you've got this world where on the one hand you've got this religious pressure and that needs to happen, and on the other side you've sort of got people willing to break the rules in all sorts of ways. I was wondering how you think it holds those things in tension, because you would think that one or the other be the main thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that people are normative. You know, that's what I was trying to say about Swelling not being genuinely conservative or religiously, you know. I think that, and I really think that most of the people are like this, at least in Brazil. They are very judgmental. They are watching your life, for your sexual life, or but it's a kind of controlling way of you know. It's not, in the end, it's not about religious, and it's about controlling people, you know. For me, it's about power and controlling people. Because if you were about religion, you would be more generous, you would be more, you know, a lot of things. That's not the point in this case. And so I've tried to search for these values in Swelling, to find this in Swelling, where what she's trying to do. She's trying to be normative, but because at the same time, especially if you are from a low class, you have to fit. You have no choice. You have to fit in society, you know. Otherwise, you will have, in her mind at least, less chances, you know. You have to fit, you have to adapt, you have to correspond from another's expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And I really think that, you know, I see this in a lot of person from, for example, left wing in Brazil, and also it's more complex. And you realize that people are just trying to control your life, control your body, control, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. There's a lot of control happening in this film in different levels and different ways.
Yeah, and it's interesting when this powerful as you know, this power relationship between the mother and the son, almost changed completely. And I'm not trying to give spoilers, but you know, in the end of the film, the son kind of has the power, and it's very subtle at the same way, in my opinion, in the narrative and the script, but to kind of they kind of exchange the places, and so Ellen is more submitted to her son.
I love the exchange that happens throughout, you know. And Maeve, I think you've worked with Carolina before, is in Chartwell, yes. What is it about working with her? What does she bring to a film?
You know, there's something very powerful in Carolina, in my opinion, that it's her weirdness. I remember being very fascinating and at the same time curious and kind of scary, because she's always choosing this dramatic, tragic human situation, but with an acid humor, you know. And I think that she has something that I love, that she doesn't underestimate, not even the character and not even the audience. So the characters are profoundly complex. Swelling and Tall and Irene Charco was probably two of the most complex and interesting and challenging character that I had the chance to do in the cinema. This is amazing. And Carolina is very interested in actors' work. You know, she's always present in the rehearsals. Maybe it's different here in America, but in Brazil, we do have a lot of rehearsals, kind of 1 month, maybe 3 weeks of rehearsals, and with the script, and Carolina was always present, and she's very honest. I like that, which in Brazilian culture is kind of rare. She's always direct to the point, and no, this is this. I don't believe in that, and no, this I have to change my own script. This dialogue is shitty. Let's change it. So we improvise, and she felt as actors to help us to feel very safe in the way that we know that she's not going to be to say that something is good just to make us happy, you know. She's very demanding, and I like that, because I am very demanding with my work, with my choices. I'm very criterious choosing the films that I want to do. So I love to work with people that are also very criterious and demanding. And Carolina is this kind of filmmaker.
Well, you've worked together twice and you made two wonderful films. Honestly, Maeve, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on Toll.
Thank you very much. It's always so good to talk and understand. It helps us always. It's funny, but it helps us always to understand much better what we are doing.
I love these conversations. So thank you so much. And thank you for your honesty. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. Too. Have a good day.